Hello, my lovely buddies, and welcome to this episode of Improvement for Buddies podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about being bad, what it actually means to be bad. Being bad, according to the society, is a bad thing. We're using the word bad a lot today. A bad person in this society is non-acceptable. A bad person is someone that the society always casts aside because the person isn't moving according to the norms and the culture of the society. So what does it mean to be bad? First of all, we are going to define bad. Being bad means willingly engaging in unethical or morally questionable actions to reach your goals. This could include bending or breaking rules, which again, I said in the last episode, a baddie is willing to break any rule to do what they wants to get, as far as it does not mean like affecting their life in any way, as far as you don't murder a person or commit a crime, breaking a rule is something baddies do. Exploiting others or adopting manipulative strategies to gain an advantage. The face suggests a pragmatic or ruthless approach to achieving success, whereas the need are seen as justifying. Being bad, actually, according to what I was trying to put out in today's podcast, is when you don't follow the norms of the society, you don't follow the culture and tradition of the society. Like now, as a Nigerian, what is going to label me as bad as a student? Because I'm still a student, I'm still going to enter university, I'm preparing for my UTME examination, which is going to determine if I'm going to enter university this year or I'm going to rewrite next year again, and I hope I don't have to rewrite. As a Nigerian and as a student, being bad is when I don't like follow the rules that are laid down by my parents, like be nice, be the sweet girl, respect your elders. Even if the elders I don't respect you, don't talk back to your elders. Me? Are you kidding me? I talk back a lot. Like, yikes, I talk back a lot. If you don't respect yourself, don't expect me to respect you. That's one rule I follow in my life. I tell my sister, I be like, don't respect every elder, because people say you need to respect every elder you come across doesn't actually mean you should respect every elder. If an elder disrespects you, fucking straighten that elder right there. Tell them, oh, God, no go, I'm me, you know, the fair face. Me, no be, I'm not one of those fucking girls that you can just walk up to on the road and just disrespect, and they're just going to cast it off and let it roll off their back. Except if it's something I'm not supposed to bother about, then instead of talking back at them or listening to their crap or shit that they're about to pass to me, I'm just going to walk away from them. That's the normal way of the body. That's how it's supposed to be. Another norm of our country is I'm supposed to be a serious student. Regarding the kind of home I'm coming from, I'm supposed to be this serious student that is willing to do anything to make sure I pass my exam. I read and read and read and read and read, but me, no, I don't read. I'm the worst when it comes to reading, actually. I don't read at all, and I pass my exams, and knowing that I pass my exam without reading, I've gotten this mindset that, girl, you don't need to read and kill yourself. You don't need the A1. Like, seriously, I don't need the A1. I need a good attitude. I need discipline. I need a good behavior, a good moral behavior to become likable, for me to be able to land the job and stay long at that place where I work. But even me, I don't want to land the job. I want to make money online like my stars. Okay, so the next one, another norm is from, if I, let's say for example, I decided to like go out of Nigeria, since I'm a Korea fan, I love Korea a lot, then I marry a Korean guy. I've broken one of the biggest tradition of Nigeria that says marry a Nigerian, although there are a lot of Nigerians that go outside to marry out of their country, so it's not kind of like a big deal anymore. If I want to mention an example of what a bad person in Korea would do, if you like, you're supposed to bow 90 degrees if you are beating your elders. If you don't bow 90 degrees, it means you're breaking a rule. So let's go to today's episode and talk about what it actually means to be bad as a baddie. Being bad as a fucking baddie, guys. So hi, guys. I'm Jolie. Welcome to this episode of Improvement of Baddies. Guys, I swear the truth is I'm so happy for this episode. I'm so happy. Why? Because I recorded it. Selfie Self never even made it to the second episode. I mean, yeah, I recorded it, but I didn't have this much energy as I am now recording the second episode for Improvement for Baddies. So I'm so happy. And for those of you that are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm grateful. So let's move into what it actually means to be bad as a baddie.
bet I'm a baddie, but the baddie, baddie, pretty little risky baddie. 뭐든 될 대로 되라지. Catch me if you can. Baddie, but the baddie, baddie, 나는 없어 거기 이미 어차피 못 찾을 테니. Catch me if you can.
I wrote some few points down and I'm going to talk a lot. So, baddie doesn't follow society definition of a good person. That person that is supposed to be morally full, always dress appropriate, always greet your elders, always greet people on the road, always do this, always do that. If you see your elders carrying load, always help them or do, yeah, that is part of it. That one is not bad if you help your elders, but sometimes you don't need to help your elders. I swear, sometimes you don't have to actually help your elders. What I just said right now reminded me of this teacher in our school that was like, girls shouldn't wear crop top, girls shouldn't wear short skirt, we should cover our body from head to toe. And I was like, what the fuck is this man talking about? Are we in the 19th century or what? We are in the 21st century. We are the Gen Z's and this man is talking shit in my face. Like, is she mad? Do not wear crop top, do not wear short this. So then she started mentioning some people I've never heard about in my life. She claimed that they were in big places, but I've never heard about them in my life, although I can't say they're in big places. And she's like, yeah, she won't be in that place if she wore all those clothes. She won't be in this place if she wore all those clothes. Like, she also mentioned people that are in big, big places that also wore this kind of clothes that she's talking about that they shouldn't wear, and they didn't have to sleep with men and do this. Because in our own mindset, the way our mindset is structured, that teacher, I don't blame her though, she's a millennial. So I don't blame her. The way our mindset is structured, if we were exposing our faith, it means we are trying to attract men to come, like, come smash, baby. I'm open. Like, crazy, right? Like, how? I'm wearing what I feel good in wearing. Like, if I become a dancer, which I obviously want to become a professional dancer in the future. If I become a professional dancer, if I'm attending a dance award show, girl, I'm gonna wear some loose pants, crop top, and a jacket, and I'm gonna walk into that event. So does that mean I'm calling men to come look at my belly button is pretty, or come smash, baby, I'm open? Daddy is willing to pursue a passion and dream without fear. According to society, there are several things you can do. Like, for me, I'm recording a podcast named Improvement for Baddies. Now I'm telling people how to be bad. According to the society, what I'm doing is bad. If I want to become a dancer, and I'm going to be trying some sexy dance moves. According to society, it's bad to dance like that. I'm dancing a sexy dance move. I'm brought up in a good home. What am I doing? It's bad. I'm not supposed to do shit like that. I'm a YouTuber. I talk about K-pop, and I say shitty words. I use this word like, oh, I use curse words. I'm not supposed to talk like that in my video. I'm bad. I'm breaking the rules of the society. So I'm supposed to be afraid that I'm doing all these things, and I'm supposed to be like, oh, I don't want to pursue my dream anymore. I'm going to hurt a lot of people. What will my mommy think when she sees me hosting a podcast called Improvement for Baddies? What will my mommy think when she sees me saying the word fuck or the word shit or the word son of a bitch or stuff like that? What will my mommy think? I need to stop. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm a fucking baddie and I don't fucking care. That's what this episode is about. Guys, how to be fucking bad and don't fucking care. So a baddie is willing to pursue a dream and a passion without caring what the people around are going to think. And I also don't care what people around me are going to think. I simply just bought a mini tripod to continue filming my videos, and I have this repeller mic which I use in recording my videos and my podcast. And I also opened a TikTok channel to share videos of me being this crazy dark woman's girl, and my book, which I just uploaded on web novel. I've got one review. I swear I almost gave up. I was like, nobody's reading my book, nobody's even leaving their reviews, let me just give up. But then I saw this girl that was like, hi, I enjoy your book. And I was like, and she was like, do you have any socials where we can connect? And I was like, oh my god, she wants to connect. I got the name of my BookTube channel and my Facebook account. I hope she sees the reply. She hasn't seen it yet. The next one is, don't care what people say about what you're doing. A baddie doesn't care about what people say about what she's doing. A lot of my friends, when they heard that I wanted to study theater art and theater art and music, they were like, girl, what the fuck? Why would you pick theater art and music? There are other better course out there. Everyone is going for mass comm. Everyone is going for law. Everyone is going for business administration. Everyone is going for literature. Everyone is going for... I said, fuck it. That's what I want. Like, I'm not everyone. I'm me. And me says, I want to study theater, art, and music. Why should it be a problem? Like, girl, get that straight into your head. This is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do. My mom had her own share of scolding me or shouting and be like, your mates are going for mass club. Your mates are going for this. And I'm like, mommy, that's what I want. My daddy was supportive. Like, that's what she wants. Let her fucking do what she wants. And I'm like, thank you. Let me do what I want. And thankfully, she finally accepted. And she was like, if the course is hard for you, you can change it when you get into the university. I'm like, okay, I'll change it if it's hard for me. Body doesn't seek other people's opinion. I know that there's this myth that if you're doing something, you have to seek other people's opinion. You have to check, you have to ask other people, is this good enough? Is this good enough? This thing I'm doing, I just started it. Is this good enough? Some YouTubers would give advice like, if you just started filming YouTube videos, you can give your brother, give your mother, give your sister, give your bestie, tell everyone who watches and tell them to give your opinion. The truth is, you have to seek advice from yourself before you go outside and start seeking advice from other people. My YouTube channel, I've never asked anyone to check it and give me reviews. I will watch my video and I'll be like, okay, yeah, I need to improve the way I look at the camera. I need to improve the way I speak. I need to improve the way my motion is. I need to improve my editing. I need to, like, improve more at this and that and that. And I need to improve my storytelling. And when I wrote a story, when I started writing story, I saw some YouTubers being like, oh, you have to give some people, you have to go on Better Talk. I'll put a story on Better Talk and ask people if what they think about your story. The truth is, you, the story writer, is one who's going to be like, okay, this story is ready for publishing, let's publish this story. Okay, this story is good enough, let's publish this story.
I actually just remembered that it's not Better Talk, it's actually Better Reader. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Okay, this story probably needs more editing, this part needs more editing, which is what I'm doing with the story I'm currently writing, which is titled In Love With A Black. I'm like, okay, this place sounds cringe. What the fuck? Did I write this? I'm going to add something to it because I already wrote the book in a manuscript and I'm just transferring everything to my phone. Although it's hard. That's why I'm almost giving up because no one is reading the story and I'm typing for like hours almost every single day. But I've decided that I'm still going to continue because I love writing stories so much. It gave me the chance to give myself to other characters. Next one is a body doesn't seek attention. Yeah, we don't seek attention. Attention seeks us. When I was young, I used to like seek attention because I saw people around me, those attention seekers, and I was like, they are cool. I thought attention seekers were cool. And I decided to start seeking attention too, but it turned out bad for me. It wasn't until I had panic attack on the assembly ground and passed out that I realized that, girl, we are doing too much. Just be your fucking self. Like, I spent 4 years of my school life trying to be what people want me to be, this bitchy, this fucking attention seeker. But I'm glad I spent the rest of the 2 years on good time. I'm glad I spent the rest of the 2 years reforming myself, although I'm still lazy. I stayed at home all day today typing on my phone to just show how addicted I am to my phone. I'm trying to lose my phone addiction, which is something I'm really working on, and I hope I can lose my phone addiction fast because it's getting worse. The next one is, a body is willing to do all it takes to get what she wants. Yes, a body is willing to do what it takes to get what she wants. Let me leave an example. I starved myself a lot before, not now. Now, this body's got money to buy data bundles. Before, I would like buy data bundles with the money I'm supposed to use to eat in school just because I want to upload YouTube video or because I want to watch some YouTube tutorials or stuff like that. And to also start this podcast, I had to like give up on something. So I'm not gonna go into detail on what I gave up on. I gave up on that media, socialize with people. Normally, I don't really like socializing with people. One of the reasons I socialize is because I got nothing to do, and it's kind of fun socializing with a few people. But now I don't really socialize that much anymore. I'm focusing on my attention, your YouTube channel, your story, your dancing, your song cover YouTube channel, your K-pop YouTube channel, podcast, that song cover and K-pop and dancing channel is one channel. Then I have another channel, BookTube channel. That one, I don't upload much on that one. Hold themselves in high standards. Girl, if you are a baddie, then you must hold yourself in high standard. What do I mean high standard? You must be highly confident, highly satisfied in yourself, highly confident in who the fuck you are. Don't be like giving yourself negative vibes, thinking negative about yourself. You'll be so confident, people will look at you, and those people who are jealous of you will be like, I hate her because she's so selfish. Girl, I'm being myself, the best version of myself, not giving a fuck what people think about me, being this great person, holding myself in such a high standards, carrying myself with my head up, I am being like, I'm the best version of myself. And you, all you have to say is, I'm jealous because you're so insecure about yourself. Baby, carry yourself in high standards. Make those fuckers jealous. Make them so jealous, they will go smash their head into a wall if you don't hold them back. You understand? We bodies aren't negative about ourselves. We don't think negative about ourselves. Before, I used to think negative about myself. I used to be like, oh, my acne made me so ugly. I think I have an acne-prone skin, and I have so many acne on my face. And I used to think my acne made me so ugly, but it was the opposite. I'm still pretty, even though I have the acne on my face. Like, there's this guy that just asking me out, but I'm not going to agree because... right now, I'm just going to focus on growing myself, growing my life, and I'm too busy for a relationship that I'm sure isn't going to last that long. But I'm still waiting. I told him I don't have any feelings for him, and he's like, I should give him a chance. And I'm like, okay, I'll give you a chance to make me fall in love with you, which I know isn't possible. I'm sorry I'm doing this to him, but I just want to give him a chance. But if he happens to make me grow feelings for him, maybe I'll date him. Maybe. I don't know. Because I'm going to school soon, like November, I'll be preparing to go into university, and I probably won't be able to see him anymore. But I was like, and he was like, he's always seen me for a long time, and he had feelings for me, and he never knew how to tell me that, girl, you're pretty, I like you, because he didn't want our friendship to like go kaboosh. It's not like we have that kind of big friendship anyway, but it was like he didn't want a situation where it was gonna like tell me he has feelings for me, and I'm like going to start ghosting him, like putting me in a situation where every time he sees me try to talk to me, I'm gonna act like I don't know him. So that's why my Nigerian is sleeping, and I like it. Do you know that I used to think that, girl, you're ugly, nobody likes you, but now I figured that a lot of people like me. Like, they like me a lot, but they're like afraid to come confess their feelings to me because they're like, this girl is no-go area. Let me use Nigerian style. This girl is a no-go area. She's not going to like buy into my feelings. Let me just put her confessing my feelings to her. I actually just recently figured that out. The next one is where we put our needs first before others. We are no fucking people pleasers. No people pleaser wanted on my channel. Please, if you're a people pleaser, you can still stay. That, and you can only stay if you're trying to work on your people pleasing. And I'm gonna help you with that, because like I said, I started my channel because I don't want anyone to go through what I went through, and anyone that is going through what I went through, I want to help them to overcome it in my own possible way. And being this crazy girl that I am, I decided to name the channel Improvement for Baddies, so we can all become bad bitches together, and we can all rock this world together as fucking Gen Z's. Can be one of the best generations ever. To the extent that the Gen Z alphas, in a few years, when they start their own generation, they're gonna be like, wow, Gen Z's were great. But from what I'm hearing from the Gen Z's alpha now, they are not calling us nothing like great. They are giving us crazy nicknames, guys. They are giving us crazy nicknames, but let's not go into details about that yet. Now, first, a bad person. I'm going to define a bad person again. A bad person is a person who doesn't fit the societal definition of good. They don't try to please the society. They don't follow the way the society wants them to be. Neither do they abide by the society rules. They will do anything it takes to get what they want without caring what the people around them fucking think. Smoking out the windows. Smoking out the windows. Tell me how could she do this to me? That's what the society is going to be saying anytime somebody decides to be a baddie. Remember, guys, this being a baddie according to Improvement for Baddies doesn't mean you have to wear exposing clothes, doesn't mean you have to do that baddie makeup, doesn't mean you actually have to be acting bad. Like, especially from what I've said in this video, I didn't say anything like you do rebellious, manipulative attitude. I didn't mention any of that in this video, so please don't say. Tori said, if I want to achieve my dreams, I should be bad I should do crazy things. I should be rebellious. I should be manipulative. Fuck you. I never said any of those. I said, be a bad girl by not conforming to the societal norms, the societal standards. Like, for example, queer beauty standards. Let me use that as an example before we end this episode. Queer beauty standards is a woman in Korea should be between 45 kilograms to 50 kilograms. If you exceed Korea beauty standards, you are not following the norms and culture of Korea. For, let me say, Korea makeup, Korea has their makeup style. But you're a Korean and you decide, oh, fuck that makeup style, I don't like it. I like American makeup style, or I like Nigeria makeup style, or I like South Africa makeup style. And you decide to start doing those makeup styles that you like. You've turned into a baddie. You have become bad in the eyes of a lot of people because you're not following the norms and culture of Korea. Like, now, a Korean woman is supposed to be submissive to her husband. A Korean woman is not supposed to have any say to her husband. But if you aren't submissive to your husband, when your husband says one, he tries, shit, you give him fuck straight away. Baby, you are already a baddie because you're not following your societal norms that says you need to be submissive to your husband. You need to be this, you need to be that. And that is great. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to say, girl, you're doing fucking great. Because how are you? Why would they expect you guys to be submissive to your husband? Let me say another one of Korean's rules and cultures. Let's say you want to be a K-pop idol now, and you are not supposed to have any social media fame or stuff like that. But you are social media famous, and you still want to be a K-pop idol. Girl, you're a bitch. You're fucking baddie. You're bad. You're breaking the rules already, and that is a great thing. That is a great thing. I want you guys to, like, after this episode, go into sabbatical mode. Think about those norms and cultures that you're believing in and it's holding you from fulfilling your dreams. Like for mine, one of it is wearing exposing outfits, which I plan to do a lot when I enter the university. Because by that time, I won't be around anybody and I'll be able to buy any outfit I want for myself. Because right now, I can't actually buy an outfit without my mom asking me, who got you that outfit? Which money did you use in buying it? If I say I bought it for myself, so if I go to the university, I can buy any outfit I want for myself. As we've come to the end of this segment, I hope you guys understood the message I was trying to pass in this segment. Message, which is how to be bad and not follow societal standards. Being bad as a body. The next episode is just going to be a discussion between us. It's going to be a talk. Heart to heart comes between us. I'm going to share some past experience and things I went through in the past with you guys about, and it's about being one's authentic self. I had a big problem being my authentic self. And sometimes I feel like I'm not authentic enough because sometimes I still try to please some people and I'm like, girl, what the fuck are you doing? You're trying to please someone? Girl, snap out of it. I'm going to talk about that too. I'm going to do an episode about people pleasing. And I'll tell you guys my life as a people pleaser. Guys, every single topic I'm going to talk about on this podcast, I swear, I have passed through it. And I don't want anyone to go through it as much as I did. If you went through it as much as I did, then sorry. But I'm glad you came here. Mama is here to make things right for you guys. If there's any guy listening, your sister is here to make things right for you guys. If there's any girl listening, your sister is here to make things right for you guys. Just take this channel as me being a sister to you. A sister, like a sister which you can get advice from. If you have anything that you want to ask me, leave it in the comment. If you'd like to hear me talk more, I would like you to follow my podcast. Leave a rating and a review. Thank you so much for listening to this. And this just shows how dedicated you are to becoming a baddie or being a bad CEO of your life. So that's it for this episode, my dear baddies. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode.